This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Tanzanians are observing 14 days of national mourning and flags are flying at half mast in honor of President John Magufuli, a prominent COVID-19 skeptic in Africa who died at age 61. His vice president said that Magufuli died Wednesday of heart failure. Magufuli had not been seen in public since the end of February, and top government officials had denied that he was in ill health, even as rumors swirled online that he was sick and possibly incapacitated from illness. According to Tanzania's constitution, Vice President Hassan will be sworn in as the new president and should serve the remainder of Magufuli's five-year term, that is, which he began last year. Here in the United States, the suspect in the Atlanta area massage parlor shootings has been charged with murder. 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long has been charged with killing 8 people at 3 Atlanta area massage parlors Tuesday, with 6 of the victims identified as Asians. The shooting sparked fears of a targeted attack, but Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Barker told reporters he does claim that it was not racially motivated. Barker said he apparently has an issue when he considers a sex addiction and sees these locations as something that allows him to go to these places and is a temptation for him that he wanted to eliminate. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote,